This is the one where I binned all of my clothes. That's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. I'm going to be talking about the one where I binned all of my clothes. Hello. I am Kelly Swingler. I'm the burnoutologist. Over the last decade, I have coached almost 700 leaders through burnout. And over the last 12 months in the Burnout Academy, I have trained over 100 coaches from 14 different countries in burnout awareness. My first burnout made me really seriously ill. My second nearly killed me. And I am on a mission to end burnout through burnout awareness. And one of the ways that I do this is through my podcasting. So this is Burnoutology, the podcast. Thank you very, very much for joining me. And yeah, today, this is the one where I binned all of my clothes. You might think, what has this got to do with burnout? Well, we're going to explore all of that. We're going to talk all about that today. So, yeah, this is the one where I binned all of my clothes. So, let's start with a bit of context, shall we? There is this thing that happens when we are coming through the other side of burnout where we just feel lost, completely and utterly lost, where we don't recognize the person staring back at us in the mirror anymore, right? We don't recognize who we are. We don't know who we are now. We want to go back to who we were, but we also know that who we were was the person that got us to this point of burnout in the first place. And there's this niggle inside us. There's this part of us that knows that even if we wanted to, we couldn't go back to who we were. So we're in this kind of midpoint. We don't know who we are anymore. We want to be who we were, but we also don't want to be who we were because that person got us to the point of burnout. And we don't know yet who we can be. We don't know who we are becoming. And in this kind of lost middle point, in this messy middle, right? Brené Brown calls it the messy middle, doesn't she? But in this messy middle part, you just find yourself desperately looking for answers. And you're searching for everywhere. You're working with coach after coach or therapist after therapist. You're trying to rebuild. You're Googling how to rebuild a sense of self. How do you rediscover yourself? What should you be doing for work? What training can you be doing? How do you get yourself out of this hole? How do you increase your energy? How do you recover from this thing called burnout? How do you change your life? What job should you be doing? What training should you be doing? What courses should you be doing? Right. And particularly in this day and age, right? I sound old, don't I? In this day and age, sounds like a really old thing to say, but particularly with internet algorithms working in the way that they do, right? You put one thing into a search and it's giving you 10,000 different answers, millions of different answers. You're then being prompted by different ads. So the thing that you thought you were looking for isn't the thing that's then coming up in your feed, right? You're being sold a completely different solution. And you start to think, oh, yeah, that's the thing that I need. Right. And we'll maybe cover more of this in a later topic. But for me, one of these things was outfits. I had for years, I suppose I'd always been quite a bold dresser. Either in terms of colour or style, I always liked something that had a bit of an edge, something that looked a bit different. And in my in-house corporate career, I was always being asked to tone it down a little, right? Could you just tone it down a little? And so I suppose I learned to wear a bit more black. I'm in black again today. I will come on to that in a moment. But I learned to wear a bit more black, but I could wear black with a bit of an edge. I could wear black in a different cut. I could wear a black dress, for example, that was maybe like a bubble hem dress. I could wear black tights if they had a really kind of vibrant pattern on them or a big print on them. Or I might still wear something quite kind of big, big statement necklace, big statement earrings, a big statement ring. Maybe there was something on my bag or my shoes that was a bit different. Maybe they were like ridiculously high platform shoes. I remember one particular pair that were, they were like brogues. But they were like platform brogues. I had like a 6-inch heel and this ridiculous platform sole on them. But I loved them. But the closer that I got to burnout, although I still ensured that kind of everything that I wore like was perfect, right? Didn't have one hair out of place. Everything was pristine. Everything was perfect, right? That was my outfit. I did start to lose some of that color because actually I just began to blend a little. Still had some amazing clothes in my wardrobe, but I did begin to blend a little. And when I left corporate, I still didn't realize after that first burnout that actually it had been burnout. Like I couldn't really acknowledge that. I didn't know what it was. We weren't talking about burnout in 2013. Two doctors had mentioned to it after I'd had these two operations as a result of conditions that had been created because of the stress that my body was under, right, because of this burnout, but I didn't understand burnout. That what they'd been talking to me about was stress. I was like, I don't do stress, right? I'm not stressed. Clearly you don't know what you're talking about. But there was something, and when I left my corporate career, I didn't realize at the time just how much of myself I had lost in the process. Genuinely just didn't realize how much of myself I'd lost. I started my own business very, very quickly. I had my first clients within just a couple of months of, well, a month of starting the business. And I was dressing, I suppose, in corporate, right? Stuff that, wasn't a full suit, but that I felt comfortable in. And if I can find it, there's a picture of me somewhere. I'll share it on the podcast if I can. I'll add it to this. I'll add it to the video if I can. But there is a photo of me, and you can't see what I'm wearing. It's not a full length picture. But there is a picture. I've just had my hair cut really short. It's a bit blonde. So it's kind of, I suppose it's kind of style with a bit of a thicker fringe, and it's blonde. And I've got these black glasses on, these thin kind of black glasses, and a grey jumper and a white shirt with a fairly big collar. And I was wearing my favourite black cigarette trousers and my favourite black Kurt Geiger Mary Jane shoes. Loved them, absolutely loved them. And I'd gone to a networking event that evening. And I suppose that was, that was my dress for networking. And I've been going for a few weeks, and I got talking to this one woman. She said, "You've got an amazing business, you're working with amazing clients. This is absolutely fantastic, but we must do something about your colour and style." Now, I suppose if somebody said that to me today, I'm all right. I'm all right, love. Thanks. I'm okay. But there was something in the way that she said it that made me think, actually, that is what I need. There was something that she'd been able to tap into in me, right? Something in me that did feel lost and not just not like me. There was something in me that thought, yeah, she knows her stuff, right? This is what I need. So I booked in to work with one of her team to do this colour and style analysis. And it felt all right. Kind of thought I knew what I was doing, like for the first time ever, almost like I had like a rule book, right? Of what I'm not a rule follower, but it felt okay, right? If I wear all of this stuff, I'm gonna feel amazing all of the time, or I'm gonna look amazing all of the time, right? This is gonna solve all of my issues. And I couldn't find anything in the colours, couldn't find anything in the style, couldn't find anything in the fit. I just thought, I can't do this. I remember having a conversation with her. I'm like, I don't think I'm right. So I then went to her house. She did another analysis for me. And then I paid to go on a shopping trip. And we went shopping, and I bought all of the outfits that she said to wear. And so I could then start to put this stuff together, but it never really felt like me. I was getting some compliments on the stuff that I was wearing, but really no more than I had done already. But there was something where I thought, clearly she knows her stuff, right? She's making a living out of this. She's making a business out of this. Clearly I'm the one that's not doing this right. Then I remember having a conversation with her about like the state of my wardrobe, and my wardrobe should all have these matching hangers, right? My wardrobe should look classic and organized and ready. And after this one shopping trip, I had gone home and literally cleared out my entire wardrobe. I had some gorgeous clothes, really, really gorgeous clothes that had cost me thousands and thousands of pounds, some of them. And, I've got the Louboutin shoes, and I've got some Gucci shoes, and I've got some Prada shoes, and I've got the Mulberry handbag, and I've got a couple of really nice Louis Vuitton handbags. And, I had Ted Baker clothes, I had Ted Baker outfits, I had Ted Baker suits, I had Coast, I had Karen Millen, I had some French Connection, I had one Chanel top. But most of this stuff in black. And I'd been told black is not your colour. And there was something in me in this shopping trip. It's like, if I'm going to do this right, I've got to go full on, right? There's no point being half in, half out. I've got to go full on. And I went home and took every single thing that was not on this color chart, took it out of my wardrobe and I bagged it and I gave it to a charity shop. This includes some of my jewelry. I was told, white gold and silver are a no. I was getting rid of expensive watches. I was getting rid of expensive jewelry, expensive necklace, diamond earrings, diamond jewelry sets, rings, like you name it. If it wasn't on this list of allowed items, I got rid of it all. And listening to this, right, you're probably like, what the hell were you doing? But this is the impact that burnout can have on us. And whether it's people telling you how to run your business or what to do with your career or what to wear or what you should be eating or drinking or the supplements that you should be using or how many hours you should be sleeping or whatever, burnout does this thing to us where we completely lose our sense of self. We don't know who we are. We don't know who I am in the moment. And actually, in this moment, if somebody says to me, completely changing your color and style is going to be the thing that fixes your burnout, and I didn't say fix burnout, but actually it was positioned in a way it's like, this is the thing that's going to make the difference to you. You'll feel amazing. You'll feel like you again. That's what I was desperate for. I wanted to feel like me. And actually, if this color and style were going to be the start of this new version of me, right? This is me 2.0. This is the new and improved me after this thing that I had been through. That's what I was desperate for. But the clothes and the colour and the style didn't fix it. And I still couldn't, even, I was then kind of told, buy from these websites. If you order your clothes from these websites, your clothes will always fit you. But I felt like a frumpy old woman in them. They weren't the style that I would have worn. I didn't feel like a 30-year-old, a kind of quite edgy, funky 30-year-old that I had been. I felt like a kind of uniformed, almost kind of 50, like this isn't the stuff that I was wearing. And I'd go out with some of my friends and they'd all look really funky still. And I'd be there in these kind of what felt like kind of older woman clothes, not really feeling like me. And then I thought, well, maybe I don't belong in this circle anymore. Maybe I don't fit in this circle anymore. Maybe I'm the problem. Now, I'm not passing blame here. I'm not saying this is the person's fault. But what I do want to kind of talk about is this is what burnout does to us, this loss of self. And in that moment, actually, I didn't need somebody saying, let's bin all of your clothes, let's get rid of anything that doesn't fit you. And that's what I'd been told at the kind of first session. I was like, I can't get rid of my clothes. Like, I love my clothes. But there was something after this shopping trip, and maybe it was comments that were made, if you're going to do this, you've got to go in, you've got to do it fully. And so I believed it. But I didn't need that in the moment. And this is what burnout can do to us, right? Burnout can cause us to follow all of the shiny objects and follow the trail. And when somebody gives us something that feels like or sounds like the fix that we need, we go for it. Somebody offers us a 15-minute solution to fix burnout, 15 days, 15 minutes, say, oh, yeah, I want that. And we'll pay whatever it is that they're asking for, right? Because we want that 15-minute a day, 15-day fix. Somebody will offer us a qualification and we think, yeah, I need that. Somebody will offer us business advice, coaching advice, career advice. Somebody will offer us a qualification. Somebody will offer us a program. Somebody will offer us a wardrobe makeover. Somebody will offer us a weight loss program or a detox program or a fitness program or supplements or vitamins or something. Somebody will offer us a brand new look. Somebody will tell us we need a new website. Now, all of these things, and again, it's not necessarily to tear down any of the individuals that are doing this, right? We're all marketers, right? Even for me, right? I'm here saying we need to be more burnout aware. I am building a business. I'm saying I want to develop burnout awareness. I want to develop burnout awareness because I believe that when we do better, when we know better, we do better, right? For me, burnout ends with awareness. There are so many coaches out there classing themselves as burnout coaches that do not understand burnout. There are so many people out there launching podcasts to tell us the quick fixes to burnout, and they don't understand burnout. There are so many people offering us 15-day, 15-minute burnout fixes, and they don't understand burnout. There are people out there using burnout in marketing. And if you know that you're at burnout, the more people that you see using burnout in marketing, the more you think, yeah, I need that. But some of these people aren't explicitly talking about burnout. What they're saying is, we can get you back to being you. This is how you can be more you. This is how you can look more you. This is how you can sound more you. And in that moment, when you're lost, when you're in that messy middle, when you're coming through the other side of burnout, you will turn your entire life upside down if it's giving you the answer to the thing that you're missing. And in that moment, what you're missing is you. Now, if you said to me now, you can't wear black, and I didn't for many, 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 many years, right? Because I was like, oh, I'll get told off if that woman sees me. But like, sod off. At the moment, I'm feeling quite comfortable in it. I look all right in it. I look good. Again, lighting's not particularly great on this video. I was recording on my phone. My phone keeps disconnecting. I'm back on my laptop, right? We don't need to be in this kind of perfect space. But actually, if you said to me now, Kelly, you can't wear a black, so I'm going to tell you to shove it up your ass. If you want me to get rid of my entire wardrobe now that I have spent more thousands on, getting it just right with the colours and styles and cuts that I absolutely love and that I feel amazing in, I'm going to tell you no. If you try to sell me a fix now that doesn't feel like the thing that I need, I'm going to say no. But actually, I had this 2-year period where I would have done anything to feel better, and I did do anything to feel better. And I spent not just hundreds, but thousands and thousands of pounds on the fixes, the things that were going to help me come through burnout. And really, all I did was just waste tons and tons of money and tons of time and tons of energy, thinking that this would be the fix for what I was feeling. And actually, what I needed was time and patience and to really heal from burnout at a deep inner level. I needed to do the inner work. It wasn't about the outfit that I was wearing, because for that long period, nothing that I wore made me feel like me. Nothing made me look like me. Sure, I could put on a blue dress and a pair of heels and, go through. And I had one day, and this was, and maybe this is where I then kind of thought, oh, she really knows what she's talking about, right? I was being interviewed for a TV program. And again, my friend, this woman that I'd met at the network, she's like, I've got a perfect dress for you. And she found this dress for me. And it's, I didn't think it was me at all. I didn't think the colour was me, didn't think the cut was me. She's like, wear it. And she's like, wear it before your TV interview. And I was going into London a few days before I had this interview, and put this dress on, going to King's Cross platform. And I was a smoker still at the time. I get off the train at King's Cross. And like, people are commenting me on the platform, right? You look amazing. I stood outside King's Cross Station having a cigarette before I'd gone to my meetings, and people are walking past. Oh my God, you look so amazing. One of my old team members was there. Oh my God, Kelly, you look amazing, right? I genuinely had random strangers. Can I just say that you look amazing? I had one woman literally like head straight towards me. She's like, I just wanted to say that you look absolutely stunning, and then walked off, right? It's no word of a lie. And I'd gone to do my meeting. Now, my first meeting was at the St. Pancras Hotel. And I've been in there for meetings lots and lots of times before. The service that I had in there that day was 10 times any service that I'd had in there before. And I thought, well, maybe the dress is working, right? I then had a meeting at a different venue and I received completely different service. I was treated differently by the taxi driver. So I'm thinking, right, there's something in this, right? There's something in this dress. And then I gone back to King's Cross Station, a woman that I actually did my executive coaching qualification with, a woman called Morag. She's like, Kelly, she's shouted to me from a car, oh my God, you look absolutely amazing, amazing. She's like, I can't stop, but we must catch up. Like, the two guys over there just had a meeting, but I couldn't walk past you. Just wanted to say, you look amazing. Let's catch up. Let's kind of do this stuff. So off she went. So I'm waiting to have another cigarette before kind of train. And I honestly, random strangers, like compliment after compliment after compliment. I get on the train to come home that day. And we stop. We're probably about 10 minutes out of London, and the train stops, and we're stuck on the train for 2 hours, not moving. People are getting restless. People are doing this stuff. The woman sat next to me starts talking to me. How do you dress for that kind of outfit? What kind of shoes do you choose? What kind of, and I've no idea. I've just got like nude heels on. Like, I don't know. And I'm telling you, like, this isn't my normal thing. I've done this color and style, thought it was a load of rubbish, but this is what people have been doing. People are kind of getting up and down on the train. And there's people walking past me and complimenting me on how amazing I look. And I remember then messaging Jackie and say, have you stitched me up today, right? Have you planted all of these people? Because I've had, and I counted, I can't remember the number now, but I'm like, X amount of people have been telling me how amazing it was. So I thought clearly there's something in it. And I put the dress on for the TV interview. I wore the dress for the TV interview. The same day I've worn it into London again. I've got loads and loads and loads and loads of compliments, and but not as many kind of random strangers just saying it, but like people that were stood next to me in queues, people that were kind of, I'm thinking, okay, this is fine. The photos came back, you saw myself on the TV interview. I thought, you look really, really amazing. But there was still something I didn't feel like me. But because of all of these compliments, right, it was validating everything that Jackie had been saying. People will treat you differently when you dress differently. This is how people will react. This is what people will look like. This is the impact that it's going to have on your business. This is all. I think she knows what she's talking about. But internally, I still felt lost. I still didn't have this sense of identity. I still didn't know who I was. And I'm looking, thinking, I need a top to wear for an event, or I need a new pair of trousers. I'm like, I have no idea where to start. Don't know what to wear. I can't think what goes with what. I can't even think about what shoes go with this dress. I can't think about what top goes with these trousers. And now I understand that that lack of decision was because of the impact that burnout had on my brain, the impact that burnout had on my nervous system, on my confidence, on my decision making, my cognitive functioning, my executive functioning. I understand all of that stuff now. But at the time, I just thought, I'm useless. Can't even dress myself. Clearly, this stuff works because I've had all these compliments from this one blue dress. And let me say, there were other outfits that had been chosen for me as a result of this shopping. Nobody else had ever complimented anything that I was wearing. So I don't know if I carried myself differently in this blue dress. I don't know if it was just this one blue dress, but I never, ever, ever, ever got the same amount of compliments until I then started to feel different in the outfits that I was wearing. So today has been about clothes. And it's been about so much more than that. It's about the impact that burnout has on our decision making. And the fact that we can follow all of these shiny objects. And that at the right time, right? This is the thing with marketing. It's the thing when we get sold stuff, right? If we're sold the right thing, if the right thing is positioned to us at exactly the right time, we're more likely to buy. And there is this thing that happens, again, particularly with burnout, when our decision making is gone, if everybody's telling us that they've got the solution, if everybody is telling us that they've got the answer, we're moths to a flame, right? Oh, I need that, I need that, I need that. Yeah, I need that as well. I know some women, and I haven't known at the time that they've been doing it, but some women that have come to join me to train in the Burnout Academy, and they're like, this was amazing. And then it's like, and by the way, I'm doing 10 other coaching qualifications at exactly the same time. I'm doing 10 different coaching certificates. Now, if I'd have known that at the time, I said, don't do this one yet, or stop doing the others and just come and do this one. But I see it happen all of the time, right? We become like magpies. We're just drawn to the next kind of shiny object that is going to be the thing that fixes this thing for us. And we think if we know, and again, I didn't do it just with colour and style. I did it with courses. I did it with qualifications. Now, I didn't go into that thinking I was trying to fix this for myself. I went into it thinking if I know this stuff, I can stop other people getting to this point. And that's what so many other people are out there doing, right? I've been at burnout. I want to stop everybody else getting there. So now I need to do every single qualification, every single certificate. I need to learn as much as I possibly can. Then I need to try and change myself in the first place. But what it stops us doing, all of that detracts from the real work. Because actually, what we do is we go from being busy at work, obsessing about work and getting ourselves to the point of burnout. We just become obsessed and addicted and overworking in a different area. And that becomes the training and the sight, shiny objects and the qualifications and all of the things that are going to keep us moving, 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 moving. But in all of that other busyness, the busyness of the qualifications, the busyness of the colour and style, the busyness of the fixes and the solutions and the personal trainers and the exercise and the diets and nutrition and supplements and sleep and yoga and meditation and cold plunging and whatever else we're trying to do to fix all of our problems, all of this stuff that we're all trying to do at exactly the same time is actually stopping us from doing what we really need to do, which is just stop and be and heal. Right? That's the stuff that it stops us doing. So today has been about clothes. I'm never ever binning my entire wardrobe again. And it's been about so much more. If you're at that place, what can you stop doing? What can you slow down for? What can you change? What can you stop? Where is this kind of distraction rather? Where's that leading you? Because it's probably leading you further away from recovery and healing than it is actually getting you one step closer. You don't need all of the things. Get yourself in a good place first, right? Do the inner work first. Do the healing. Do the changing. Do the inner self transformation. And then do the external stuff that you think you need. But for many of us, when we're at burnout, we do the shiny object. We do all of the external stuff first. And then we think, oh, that hasn't actually changed it. And then we've got to do the inner transformation. And if we start with the inner transformation, right, if we solve the burnout equation, toxicity minus sense of self equals burnout, we start to solve the burnout equation when we rebuild, when we rediscover who it is that we are at our core. If that's the starting point, right, who am I? Who am I? Who are you? What are your values, your drivers, your mission? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What frustrates you? What pisses you off when it's not present, right? What stops you? What motivates you? What do you want to be doing? Get really clear on you. And then you can start to quiet and change some of the toxicity. Then we solve the burnout equation. And then do all the bloody courses that you want, right? Do buy all the clothes that you want, do the colour and style, but go for the shiny objects. But you'll be doing the right shiny objects for the right reasons at the right time. Not because you're trying to fill this void that burnout has created and constantly searching for the next best thing. The next best thing is you. It's already in you. You may not realize it, you may not know it, but it's in here that we've got to do the work first. That has been the one where I threw out all of my clothes. Thank you very, very much for joining. If you, whether you are listening to this or whether you are watching, if you would like more of this, will be coming live to you or launching. I won't be live, it'll be recorded, right? You'll get every podcast with you Tuesdays at 7 a.m. from your favorite podcasting platforms and or on YouTube. So please do hit subscribe to get notified of when next week's episode is there. If we are not already connected, please do come and find me on LinkedIn. I am the only Kelly Swingler on LinkedIn. So type in Kelly Swingler, you'll find me on LinkedIn. The algorithm and everything on there is still very much trying to keep me hidden, but that's where I am still for now most active. And if you would like more burnout insights, stuff that you're not going to find me talking about on LinkedIn, stuff that you might not even hear me talking about in the podcast, But the news, the updates, if you want discounts, if you want events, if you want burnout news from around the world, any of those kind of updates and some of my insights, do head to kellyswingler.com and sign up for my burnout bulletin. That's my weekly email that goes out to my subscribers every single Thursday. And there's always some goodies and some discounts. And you are the first to always find out about my training and events in there. And there's also some, I think, some pretty good freebies. That you can access as well there. So kellyswingler.com for the Burnout Bulletin. You'll also find out everything there about the Burnout Academy. If we're not already, let's get connected on LinkedIn. And if you've loved this, please hit subscribe. Also, if you've loved it, share it with somebody else and ask them to do exactly the same. But I will be back with you again next week, 7 a.m. for another episode of Burnoutology, the podcast. Well, we just talk, right, we're talking truths. We're uncut, unedited, unscripted. We just go for it every single Tuesday. I will see you again. Take care for now. I'll be back with you again next week. See ya. Bye bye.